We'll call the monthly meeting of the Crimson School Board to order at 6 o'clock. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dama here, Granda.
Here.
Cherry.
Here.
Idwell.
Here.
Huck.
Here.
Freibel.
Here.
Ide.
Here.
All right, approval of the agenda.
I make a motion.
Motion by Chris.
I'll second.
Second by Lyle. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 7-0. Consider motion to approve consent agenda minutes of regular meeting July 17, 2019. General fund vouchers and financial report. Fund 60 vouchers and financial report.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting July 17, 2019. General fund vouchers. 96793 through 97008. Wire transfers 201900001 through 201900012 for a total of $4,382,672.56 with voids of 96852 through 96865. And also Fund 60 vouchers 164692 through 164697 for a total of $2,271.69.
Motion by Lyle, second by Amy. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 7-0. Public input. Correspondence recognition.
None at this time.
I would just like to say thank you to Mr. White because they improved our running trail this summer by cutting all the brush out of the back of the woods where we run, and it's amazing. So thank you.
And they also improved the bathrooms at the elementary and put up new benches. They're beautiful. Really looks nice over there.
All right. Reports, committee reports, personnel negotiation.
Personnel negotiations met tonight, and we discussed the substitute support staff hourly rate, and we are bringing to the board recommendation that we raise that by 2.5%. And the other one was athletic director compensation, and we're bringing to the board a raise of to $8,000 due to his completion of his CAA, and then upon completion of his CMAA, his salary will increase to $10,000, and that will take effect in the year fiscal year 2021.
All right. Building grounds and transportation. We met tonight to discuss the open bus contract. We brought forward the board recommendation going to Dana Walters. We also discussed the project, summer projects. Everything came up without a hitch. Mr. Seems under control. There was a little damage from the roofer, but they are taking care of it, and everything seems to be in good shape. So. That administrative reports, Mr. Manns.
I'd like to recognize also Mr. White and our maintenance and custodial staff for their efforts at getting the facilities ready for the start of the school year. They work very hard. They're always positive, willing to go the extra mile, do anything you ask. They work as a team. The buildings and grounds are in great shape, and they're ready for the return of our kids. In service for staff, we begin with the new staff reporting this Friday, August 23rd, for orientation and onboarding activities. The full staff will start the school year on Monday, August 26th, with a prep day. The board is invited to join the staff for lunch on Tuesday at 11:45. That's also an in-service day where we do more beginning-of-the-year activities with the entire staff. In-service activities will continue throughout the rest of the week, concluding on Friday at 12:30. The district-wide open house will take place from 3:30 to 6 p.m. on Thursday, August 29th. Just a reminder to the board that budget hearing and annual meeting will take place Wednesday, August 28th. That's next Wednesday, beginning at 7:30 p.m. in the boardroom right here at the high school. The varsity football team begins its season this Friday at home versus Chilton. Varsity volleyball team begins its season Thursday, August 29th, with a triangular at Gillett. And the varsity cross country team will begin its season on Thursday, August 29th at Gibraltar. And the school year for students will begin on Tuesday, September 3rd.
Mrs. Robinson.
Middle school sports have started or are starting soon. This year, students are able to participate in cross country, cheerleading, volleyball, and football. Youth flag football and tackle football, as well as youth cheer, will be starting soon also. There's been great progress made on the new playground. Much of the equipment is assembled, and the rest should be done soon, though it won't be till Monday. and then the port in place rubber servicing will be coming soon after. We'll be holding a ribbon cutting ceremony in the future to celebrate its completion once we have a solid date for that. It will be complete. Many teachers have been in the building this week, getting the classrooms ready and gearing up for in-service this week. We had 5 teachers attend the Trayton Academy that focuses on technology and teaching practices in the classrooms this summer, as well as a teacher get trained in an advanced reading intervention program. I'm excited to see how we can continue to grow and meet our students' needs.
Mr. Bowen.
Well, Mr. Manns took two of mine, actually, so I'll just get over those. I only have 2 left. That's probably a good thing. So I'll start with number 3. The 2019-20 school year is rapidly approaching. Actually, Mr. Manns took this one, too.
One of the privileges of going first.
Right. So, actually, I'm down to my last one. I'll be long one. So, I'm excited for the start of the 2019-20 school year. As we welcome new staff and a few new initiatives at the high school. On a sad note, we will miss Mrs. Diaz and all she did for the Spanish program, but we are excited to begin a new chapter with a new teacher taking over. We're also excited to welcome alumnus Charlie Detmering as our new third English teacher, which will enable us to offer AP English, English 9 at the middle school, and some remedial English classes for those who struggle with the subject. Lastly, we are using a new software scheduling program that will allow students some freedom on a daily basis to choose which flex classes they will attend during the last period of the day. The software will enable our staff to more easily meet with individual students for remediation, as well as provide students more choices for enrichment rather than sitting in the same classroom every day.
So if a kid is struggling, can the teacher go in and request that student attend?
Yep. In fact, we're going to run a D and F list every Friday morning, and the teachers will actually be required to request students who are
Beautiful.
And then the students, when they're requested by the teacher, they'll see their schedule. Some kids will have their schedule pretty well filled up from D's and F's. So they would, and then they'll see those classes already put in for them, and they can't change them. They can't override them.
Good.
When the teacher requests a kid, you can't override it. So.
Good.
So this is the last hour of the
flex, last 20, the last...
And the teachers will be able to do some things like Mr. Kirchberg always runs a lot of reviews before school. Now he can actually put them right on that schedule because the kids will see what the teachers are offering, but we'll be actually offering specific things now rather than just resources. So Mr. Kirchberg puts review for Chapter 3 test. The kids will see that, and anyone who wants to attend review then just clicks on it. And there's a certain number of seats for each one, obviously, but first come, first serve.
And those who don't want to get up at 7 in the morning to do review?
Yeah. So it'll be pretty cool, and it'll open up for those kids who are doing well in school. We have our GPA incentive for the juniors and seniors already, so that's for them, but we really never had much of an incentive for freshmen and sophomores for good grades. Well, if you have good grades, you're probably not going to be teacher requested real often. So you'll get to choose if you want to go to a review, or you can lift weights or go into gym now, or Mr. Bernier will be. You can use, we're going to have Mr. Taylor in the auto shop. If a kid wants to work on a car or something, they can do that. They can go in the labs, they can go in the libraries, they can choose their own schedule. So that'll be hopefully a little bit of an incentive not to have D's or F's. So I'm pretty excited for it. So see what happens.
All right.
Oh, and actually, I forgot one other teacher that after I read these, we have also a new chorus teacher, Steakson, and will be here for an hour a day. So.
All right. Mr. White.
The high school roofing project is finished, as was mentioned, and the final inspection was completed by Stantec and the Duralast representative. Nazi Roofing, the contractor who was awarded the bid, did an adequate job, but I really am glad to see them go. The high school flooring projects are complete. New wax has been applied to all the new vinyl tile. JW Flooring, the contractor who was awarded that project, did more than an adequate job. I'm especially pleased with the changes that they made to the high school cafeteria, where they painted the curved risers and installed vinyl trim between the railings.
Auditoria, Mr. White.
Which spell check doesn't like that word.
It does not.
No.
Nor does anyone know what it means. No.
But we still call it that.
The auditoria, yes. Summer cleaning is nearing completion and will be finished in time for the start of the school year. The roofing and flooring contractors created a lot of extra work for the custodial maintenance staff, and they took it in stride. All of the things that were mentioned by Mrs. Heidel and Mrs. Grando and others things are due to the fantastic quality of staff that we have. So I want to commend them for the fantastic work that they did this summer. I also want to commend our student summer workers, Mitchell Zorn, who was our lawn maintenance person this year, Cougar Wagner and Liam Roman, who served as summer helpers. I want to thank them for their contribution to the summer cleaning and maintenance efforts. They are seniors here at Cribbets School, and I could not have asked for a better group of young men. I wish them all the best in their future endeavors. And lastly, as we do every year this morning, we met with the bus drivers to go over transportation routes and procedures. This year, we're implementing new procedures that will help drivers track daily route changes, which has been a huge problem for us over the years. I want to thank Nikki Marlott, Nick Schramm, and Colleen Zeidler for all the hard work that they put into developing these procedures. And thanks also to Nurse Cindy Kubasek, who provided emergency medical training for the drivers, as she does every year.
All right, Mr. Dorsher.
Mr. Mann took the majority of my but numbers-wise,
I think we should rotate.
Numbers-wise, we have 35 out for football in grades 9 through 12, 13 boys and girls out for cross country in grades 9 through 12. We have 25 out for volleyball in grades 9 through 12. Junior high volleyball started this week as well. They have 21 out in grades 7 and 8. Junior high cross country starts this coming Monday, so we'll have an idea with numbers there. Junior high football had their first practice tonight with a total of 11. Just so far.
Is there an 8-man?
No, there's not an 8-man option. So we are looking, I think there's going to be a couple more that join, and another kid for sure that's going to join at the start of school. So if we can get up to 15 or 16, and hopefully Mr. Taylor can do some magic on the recruiting trails, we'll get that number up to a little bit more reasonable figure. Yes, football does kick off their season this Friday. However, volleyball starts actually Tuesday, first day in service, and our 9-team invite here at the high school that we host every year. Also this fall, we implemented for all of our WIA-sponsored sports and cheer a new program called Character and Leadership Development. This is an app-based program that our student-athletes will have access to for the purpose of educating them on leadership, being a good teammate, and what it takes to be a competitor. There's daily activities, very short activities, usually a reminder sent out in the early mornings on their phones, throughout the school year, 7 days a week, throughout their 9 months in school. You can do that through their app or their computer. Coaches will be monitoring the progress, and then there is enough sports psychology curriculum where the same message will not be heard twice during their 4 years if they are a three-sport athlete. That's all I
got. All right. Just a question for Mr. Dorsner. That 8-man football teams or whatever, how does that affect us? I know Wasaki has 8-man, right?
We cannot, at this point in time, go to 8-man football without losing the opportunity to be in the postseason. You need to have a enrollment average, a 3-year average of 200, under 200. And so those schools that went to 8-man that are above that are just going to play their 9 games and call it a day. We've been trying to avoid that as long as possible until they change, until the numbers force us to, number one, which is coming, and number two, until we can compete for a postseason.
I see Surrey did, and what, Lena?
We had 3 teams in our conference last year that went to 8-man this year.
How has it affected your travel?
You don't want to know.
Not well.
I can imagine.
It's rough.
That's a nightmare.
All Friday night
and
games,
for the 8-man
team,
is the back is bad?
This year we're going
all
to
over
Saturday.
The place.
Next year we'll be all Friday nights.
We'll never play again.
School's twice our size in the realm of Tomahawk and Northland Pines and O'Connell Falls now. So it's gonna be a tough row ahead of us here. So
how do the kids feel about that? Having no postseason versus getting
we can play for the postseason.
Yeah,
we're
we're an 11-man.
We're an 11-man.
If they go to eight, are you able to compete with them? I guess is my question. Or are you just playing them?
In terms of
athletic ability.
In 11-man or in
11-man?
Well, it's broken down by division. So you still, the division placements come postseason fine. It's getting enough wins to qualify for postseason that may create a new challenge. And this is only a conference for 2 years, and then they look at realignment. So
it's finding other teams that are of like enrollment and
that are close enough.
Competitiveness.
Basically, we told the WIA we're married for 11 man for, starting in 2020 and the 2021 season. So for 2 years, we're married to 11 man, after this year.
And we have the kids to do 11-man.
We have the kids
now,
up at the high school.
Right now.
So.
Just a conference realignment.
How many kids in your football program right now?
35.
So you have a JV team this year?
Yes.
It's a matter of if the competition can maintain their JV teams, right?
Correct.
It's, that's where
Which this year shouldn't be as much of a problem as last year. So.
All right. Moving on, items for discussion, cross-country ski club.
Mr. Schramm, Mr. Graves, and Coach Bernier have an ask related to a high school cross-country ski club. This isn't a competitive team, just a club that gets together and cross-country skis in some of the local trails. So with that, Mr. Schramm.
Yeah, unfortunately, Shane and Matt couldn't be here tonight, so I'm speaking for them. We did put a proposal, two-page, in your board packet together, going through all the detail. I'm not going to go through everything. I'm just going to kind of summarize here. The purpose, rationale, intended outcomes. We're looking at 7-12, and based on what participation we're going to get, we're taking work in high school down. We don't know if we're going to get more than that, a ton, very little, to go along with 7th and 8th grade. Being brand new, we're just going to kind of see how it goes, but try to work in the high school downward. The plan of operation frequency, we're planning Tuesdays through Thursdays during the week, and then maybe some weekends so we can have some daylight skis or extended skis in there. But again, it's brand new, so depending on the participation rate, we'll probably be a little bit flexible there. Our intent is to ski at local state parks and then use our school property forests. And we're asking permission. We've visited probably 80% of them already, and some are just not going to be skiable, and some of them aren't even walkable. But if we could possibly make just a short, simple trail system, we might have to trim branches, trim some trees to make some trails. So we're asking permission for that. We already have somebody donated some groomers, some equipment for us that we already have right outside underneath the bleachers, so we already have the equipment to go ahead and do it. What we are asking for monetary-wise, we're asking for, if we could, if the board would consider about $1,000 a year, a few years at least, to upgrade some of the ski equipment we have. We've been using the same equipment that Mr. Manning donated probably about 10 or so years ago, and some of it is literally falling apart. The bindings are coming off, and the wax ski part is actually falling apart. We'd also like to, if we get enough participation, increase the amount of boot sizes and ski pole heights and ski lengths that we have, so that would all contribute to that. Matt does some in his physical education budget, but his budget's pretty strapped with all the 4 and 5 program that he has. So I don't know if you ever looked at ski equipment, but it's pretty expensive. Brand new, we go with used stuff, and even that's...
If people have stuff to donate, do you want it?
Yeah, I mean, we'll take anything that we can use.
Clear out the basement.
And the only other thing, maybe headlamps, because obviously during the winter, once it gets pretty dark pretty early, so by the time you pack up, get out there, you only have a minimum amount of time before it starts to get super dark. So a handful of headlamps for the students to use. But we think it'd be a pretty unique, pretty special opportunity to get the kids out in the winter months. And if you read Sorority History, we've been taking them out on a flight trip the last couple of years, and they had one absolute blast doing it. So we thought, well, we'll try and propose a club, and we can get them out there. And
do we have any clubs that we monetarily support like this, or are clubs typically expected to kind of support themselves?
It's more of a question for Mr. Bowman, but a lot of the clubs have their own fundraising efforts to support what they do, just clubs.
I mean, isn't that one of the funds that we have? And or like where the
Fund 11.
Fund 11, yeah.
Fund 11.
Fund 11 is more for our athletic programs and say, maybe student council kind of.
But it's not saying that after this first year, they can't do fundraising for things that you need. This first year just starting out is going to be difficult. Did we give any money to that wrestling club?
I don't think so.
They were here, did we, or didn't we?
No, they just started a club. There was no monetary
commitment. I couldn't remember. That's the only other club I remember.
Recently,
that's been
started. We have a lot of clubs. But.
I think you should put an ad in the paper or a news release about it and ask if people have stuff
to donate
it. Otherwise, they're not going to know. You know.
Cross-country ski. You'd get a lot of equipment, cross-country ski. Equipment.
I think so. A lot of people have it sitting there and they used to do it and they don't anymore.
And I'm certainly not against the club. I think it's a great idea. I just don't want to set a precedent or get into a precedent where we either expected to fund them all the time, or if we haven't been, you know.
Yeah, we should be consistent.
Typically, we haven't. I mean, just if a club starts, we've had the fishing club started.
Isn't there one of our funds that like has all the class of 79 and whatever of those funds? I don't know what fund that is.
Fund 60, the activity funds.
That has an opportunity to, I guess, give them a support type of.
No, those are.
Oh, if they would fundraise, we'd have a place for them to put it.
Fund 60 has, that's what it is, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, anything else on that? Bus route number 6 bids.
There were 2 bids that came in for bus route number 6. You have them in your packet. One was from Dana Walters Busing, and one was from Lamer's Bus Lines Incorporated. The Buildings, Grounds, and Transportation recommended accepting Dana Walters Busing LLC for $200 base rate at 75 cents per mile. That was versus the Lamer's bid of $243.10. Base rate per day and a 79 cent cost per mile.
This would be for a 2-year contract.
Finishing out the 2 years left on the original contract.
So it would sunset the rest of the year.
It all at the same time.
Any discussion? All right, support staff substitute hourly pay rate.
This really was sort of an oversight by me. We haven't done anything with substitute. This would be substitute staff in kind of all categories. Teachers' aides, office, clerical, custodial, that kind of thing. Really what this is asking for is the same 2.5% that support staff pay was increased earlier this budget year. And as I said, it's just an oversight not to include that in with that for me. It was lowered, the pay rate for subs was lowered a couple of years ago, 2 years ago, because it had basically climbed up and was the same as the base rate pay for most of the sub jobs. So to have some separation between what you start a full-time person at and what a sub is making, that was ratcheted back a little bit.
So we have that separation now?
Yes, yeah. We do. And this would maintain that.
So does that change the pay rate for the substitute teacher as well then, or are they still at the $100?
No, the substitute teacher are a different class. That's okay. Professional staff. So that would, they would still be at 100, and then for long-term, 170. We raised that 2 years ago, And that's pretty competitive with the rest of the area.
Yeah, last year at the time, I think we raised that. Yeah.
I think so.
It might have been 2 years ago.
Candy.
Last year.
Yeah.
That was the long-term
stuff. That
was
a special one.
Yeah. We changed the long-term. I don't think we changed the
regular
stuff.
Everybody, no.
Just we went from 130 to 170.
All right. Are we good to go? Yep. Beyond high school volleyball team trip to Oshkosh.
Varsity volleyball coach Molly Myers is asking the board to approve an overnight trip to Oshkosh at which the volleyball team will compete in the tournament. No school will be missed. This is on a Saturday, and the cost of the trip will be from their own fundraising. So there's no cost to the district, no school missed, but it is an overnight trip, so the board has to give its permission to do that.
Any further discussion? 2019-2020 food service bread order.
I will turn it over to Stacy for the details here in a second, but basically, in a nutshell, we seek quotes, as this doesn't rise to the level of being a biddable item for the bread order every year. And historically, WITS has had the quote that the district has accepted. This year, Stacy was able to get a lower quote, significantly lower quote. Interestingly, though, it's from the same provider that supplies WITS with the bread. Through a shared purchasing solution, we would be able to get it for significantly cheaper. So with that, I'll...
So we're part of a buying group that, with all the schools, we can purchase these items as a whole and get a cheaper price. So basically, I'm just asking for your guidance on,
percentage.
You know, we like to stay local. However, when I punch the numbers, we can look at last year we would have saved about $800. This year, you know, it could be the same or more just depending on the student body population coming through the lunch lines. So it's basically, we're just asking for guidance. Do you want us to stay local?
What's the percentage difference?
What's the total bread bid cost?
What's the percentage difference? Is it 5%?
For the year.
Is it 8%?
$800 for the year.
Yeah,
that's the difference.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. That isn't
It's approximately
much.
it goes by 30 count flats is what it goes by.
Okay.
So basically, save a dollar a flat for hamburger and hot dog buns, and then for
how much is a flat? How much is a flat?
25%.
25%. So. 25%.
Yeah. Right.
And then sub buns, which is a 24 count, we can save $3 a flat.
And a flat is?
$3.50 versus $6.50.
It comes to about $800 difference between.
For last year, I did the numbers.
It was 5%. I think
now, we did have to also have a transfer this year of funds, which Sarah could probably talk a little bit more about, into the food service of $683 from the general fund.
So we're running short again?
Yes, yeah, this year we were short. We had to do a fund 10 transfer.
Okay. And that one of the reasons that we were short. Mrs. Cooper's agreement, if she meets certain targets in terms of serving numbers of lunches and that sort of thing, there's a bonus for her by $1,000 or something if she hits a certain target. That's what it'll be.
So do we have any other food stuffs that we buy through this consortium?
Yes, they actually, we get a discount through them as well, through our food vendor, through Reinhardt. They managed to save us approximately $1,200 last year, if maybe more. Certain items that we purchased that other schools purchased together, they can give us a better rate for it as well. This year, they also wanted us to, they were also trying to get a bid together, I guess you could say, for like our milk that we purchased. On their end, it kind of fell through, so they're hoping to possibly have that next year, too, that we could save them.
I would just add, too, that we did, I did have Stacy go back to WITS and say, this is what we have for through this vendor for this amount of money with this much savings. Can you match that? Can you get close to that? And they said, well, basically, they're our provider, so that you're just kind of cutting out the middleman, and it is what it is. So they couldn't move on there. So
if you participate in this group, do they still deliver here, or do we have
it's
to go
still
get it
delivered, yep. It's a weekly delivery. I can give them... Whenever they drop off, say Mondays, I give them the following week's order.
So you don't have to go anywhere, they just deliver
and
as normal.
WITS also does deliver. I give them an order a month at a time.
25%?
25%.
I can see 10%.
Yeah, at 10 I would be
big on local.
Do WITS contribute in any other fashion to school?
You mean donating?
Yeah, they donate a lot to the school.
And the entire community.
Yeah.
Yep.
WITS are a major member of this community. They've always,
And that's the hard part.
And a lot of times it's behind the scene. You don't even know what they've done.
Right.
You know?
Honestly, that's why we're bringing this.
Yeah.
I mean, for $800 to, I wouldn't, and you know, they might not even look, they might look at it from a business perspective and say, you know, it might be foolish to not take a 25% savings, but on the same token, from a standpoint of,
$800. When you think of it as 25%, it sounds like a lot.
Right.
But when you say it's $800, then I think it's still
workable. I got to admit, I was asking for a percentage because I thought it was going to be like...
Yeah. Yeah.
But $800 to keep it... $4 a day in a 180-day school year.
Yeah.
$800 was the thing. But if you look at what they do...
Yeah.
And they do donate, and what they do for almost anything that comes up.
Mm-hmm. Anytime you ask, they always have it right there. So
it certainly would be hard to say for $800 if you don't want it.
Yep.
If you look at percentage, but if you look
at the $800 a year, that
minimum.
Just so you're aware, and the reason that Stacy brought it up, that we had a transfer out of Fund 10 into Fund 50 this year. This would be an additional transfer next year of at least $800 from Fund 10 into Fund 50.
Or it would be that same $600 transfer because we went with WITS last year and they had a higher price. Not quite this, though.
Not this, but and we had left we took all the people and cut their wages, and that was supposed to help this part of it.
And it did.
Well, I know, but it's still $600 and some dollars. There's not,
If we keep... I guess philosophizing our general fund balance, and saying, can we spend $800 out of our general fund balance, which is fairly healthy, to make sure that we're supporting a community.
A community, that's the thing.
Local business. That seems like a hard thing.
It would be different
just remember,
if they,
though, if you keep taking on the fund balance.
Oh, yeah, but
sooner or later,
there's no point.
But
it's
Do you get any other food from them?
As much as...
Periodically, if we run out of something, we have an account that we can go get produce or something like that. That happens maybe once a month.
Not much, no.
This is kind of our major purchase.
And as much as they donate, I just, it's community, about $800 in the whole picture. We've spent money worse than that. You know?
You know, we all have our mind set on what we're going to do here.
Yep.
Not yet.
No?
No. I know they do a lot for the school. But can you keep saying, well, 25% here, 25% there, that's okay. Where do you draw the line? You know, and WITS have been good to us. There is no doubt about it. You know, they've always supported all the kids in this school all the time.
Not just monetarily, but they give the WITS themselves, give them their time.
Yes.
Time and effort
and
is
that,
a lot.
You know, and that's kind of a...
Without asking for anything
kind
in return.
Kind of a monetary balance. I mean, if it was $8,000, you know, well, how often can you do that? If it's $800, you know, you could do that every year for a long time. In theory, unless things would really go bad for the administration as far as how they had to start to manage the school, which at this point is not on the horizon.
Depends on funding. And if you weigh it, you're gaining that $800 back in other things.
The community.
So it's,
they're the largest employer in the community.
Yes.
Probably one of the largest taxpayers, the property taxpayers.
They hire a lot of kids.
Their kids. You know, so
okay.
Either way that the board decides to go, I think... It's a good, we're having a good discussion.
And maybe next year it won't be as much.
Right.
You know, you just don't know.
I just wanted to provide it to you so that you guys were aware that this came out.
It's great that you do that research.
So. Yeah, thank you.
Like I told them, if, you know, we'd really like to stay local, if we could match it, that would be great.
What we don't want to have happen is... You go with that one and then come back and say, why did you do that? Or you don't go and you stick with WITS. You did what with $800? You didn't?
Yeah. We did that with plowing.
Yeah.
No. That always comes up.
All right. Coach's Handbook.
A.D. Dorsner has put together a Coach's Handbook, kind of bringing together documents and responsibilities of district coaches into a single reference document that can be shared with them. Just sort of talking about their responsibilities and coaching ethics and so forth. And so, Coach Dorsner, presented.
Yeah, just they get a number of handouts or get a number of emails sent to the WIA on weather related, heat, acclimation, things like that. Having an emergency action plan. A lot of our veteran coaches know the drill, but we do get new coaches that come in.
Yep.
And this kind of makes it a one-stop shop for those new coaches, especially that, it's whether you're assistant or head coach, you have an idea of what the culture is and whatnot. So, having like inventory lists and things like that, coaches want to keep and maintain their own inventory list on our system. They've done in the past. That's fine with me. Just a resource, basically, more than anything. And, this is just a day and age of covering each other, an age of litigation. Mr. Mann's passed stuff down to me, and I had passed stuff down to coaches, and they pass it down to their assistant coaches, and so on and so forth. So, everybody's
kind of
on the same page.
Do you know if this has been kind of vetted against our policy guidelines to ensure that this stays in step with whatever we have for like evaluations or dispute resolution or the things like that that are kind of mentioned in there?
Well, when I talked to Mr. Mann's on this, this is kind of like everything that we've done already. It's just compiled into a hand
document.
My point would be if there's something in this handbook that doesn't align with our policies and guidelines, then I would hope that we would have an opportunity to change or amend that.
Absolutely. In my review of this, I didn't find anything, certainly at first blush, of going through the entire document would be in conflict with anything that we have that way.
Do the coaches, maybe not your tenured coaches, but if people come in to work new, do you have like a training program for them, like videos or something they have to watch?
Well, they have to, they have to be, there's a couple of courses through the NFHS that they have to take.
Okay.
Fundamentals of coaching and then, of course, first aid, CPR, things like that. And so between that and you know, a number of pointing them in the right direction on WIA. You know, they all have to take a rules test, obviously, and watch the videos for the latest rule changes and things like that. But it's kind of a mentoring process, you know. So it's kind of an open door where if you have questions you need to ask, and I will give you as much information as I can. But at the end of the day, a lot of that information, their heads are swimming, you know. So
it
takes a year, two, 3 years before they kind of get the hang of things on. There's a lot of paper pushing now.
But I applaud the head coaching today. I applaud the effort.
I do too. I think that's good.
Everybody gets the same thing.
As a coach, it makes you really think when you have to fill out the preseason form and you have to fill out your own self evaluation.
If you're filling it out and I'm filling it out and everybody's kind of doing it, it does start getting a level of consistency. You know,
and just even like, you know, in the handout, example I handed out giving the coaches at our coaches' meetings in the past, the 14 legal duties of a coach. That's coming from the, you know, NHS. Yeah. And so, I mean,
it's good to have it all in one place.
Yeah, it has it in one place. And, you know, it's a good refresher even for the veteran coaches, you know. So,
anything else on this subject? Moving on, item scheduled for action, resignation, elementary cross categorical special education teacher.
Jenny Game has tendered her resignation effective August 13, 2019. Along with this, the board must decide whether to require Ms. Game to pay the $500 for breaking her contract after July 1st. Teachers breaking their contract at this late date does make it very difficult to find suitable replacements. Just for your consideration.
I make the motion that we accept her resignation and we require the $500 fee for breaking her contract.
Motion by Chris, second by Amy. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 6-1.
I guess I'm against having the $500 up against her.
It would be different if it wasn't 2 weeks before school, but you're...
I would just add that Florence now has a $5,000
vote
for your kind. And they're not alone in that.
I see coming up.
They're not alone.
We asked to pick up $1,000 from somewhere else.
That's $5,000.
$5,000, which they just paid to another district to get a teacher hired in their district.
She's not. She's not even going to teach.
So that's why I would not...
In the school?
To me...
I guess if she had done it earlier, it would have been different, but...
Again,
yeah, you're right.
Yep.
Hey, Mr. Baum is over there chuckling too. So,
yeah. I paid mine.
I was gonna say,
it was more back in the day.
All right, appointments. 7-12 Spanish teacher.
Stacy McGavick is recommended for approval as a 7-12 Spanish teacher. She is asking that the district pay her $1,000 breach of contract fee with the Green Bay School District.
That's what we have to do.
I'll make a motion that we hire Stacy and we pay her $1,000 breach of contract to Green Bay School District.
Did we recruit her to come
here? I'll second that.
Yes.
Have to have a second. So you're okay. You're second.
All right. Motion by Amy, second by Gary. Kayla, the floor is now yours.
So we recruited her to come to our school.
It wasn't so much as a recruitment. We had an open position and...
Nobody applied for
it. No one applied, and I think it was you found a person that was had certified.
Boyfriend, husband, whatever, they're building a house out on the corner of G and Maple Crest. He's a plumber from Texas. He was in getting parts. She was with him, mentioned that she was looking for a job in the area and that she was a Spanish teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I simply said, I believe there's an opening at Crest.
Right. We pretty much lucked out that she came.
Because how long had it been posted?
It wasn't going to assume we could get somebody tomorrow. It was posted for over a month, and we had not many applicants.
Yeah. Then she has a master's degree. She's taken specific classes at UW-Milwaukee recently in the Puerto Rican dialect of Spanish.
And we've
got three Puerto Rican students.
The English language learners background.
Yeah.
She has done that.
Yes. She will also be... serving in some capacity as an ELL coordinator for the district as well.
Okay. She has roots in the community,
so,
I believe.
So this is
her mother was a Wiedemeyer.
That's going to...
Yes, replacing Mrs. Diaz. Yep.
So what is her contract then, say, if she leaves early?
Same as the rest. Same as the rest.
No,
she leaves
here.
No, here. It'd be 500.
I'd say we make it 1,000.
Well, that would...
She ever leaves.
That would be an entire...
the only thing is we don't...
That'd be a policy change.
Yeah, for all teachers.
Can't contract for each person?
No, it's just the policy.
Standard across the board.
You can, but you want it to be consistent, what you're asking for people who leave in one specific class of employees, which would be a teacher. Teach our 500.
And she was actively looking for a position already.
She had a job.
She had a
full-time job in Green Bay.
In Green Bay. Okay. For the Green Bay School District.
She's just...
And see, they're in the same position we are because With Jenny, she gave her notice within the last 2 weeks, and now she had to give notice to them.
Right, last maybe week. Jenny paid hers. So
yeah, but
see, if Jenny was going to another school,
school it'd be, they would have paid it, yeah.
It's fairly common practice.
It's very common practice for when you bring in a teacher, especially a very difficult position to fill this late, that teacher will ask that you pay that severance fee as they're leaving that district that late.
And we didn't have one person apply, so we were in a world of hurt.
It's common, Mike, that districts pay that severance. Because at this late, I mean, $5,000, who wouldn't make a jump if they had to pay $5,000?
Yeah.
I guess that's the idea. But anyhow, are we good with this? Good?
Yeah,
I'm just making sure there's no more discussion.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Abstentions? Carried 6-1. Food service kitchen helper.
Della Heatley is recommended for approval as a food service kitchen helper.
I make that motion to approve.
Motion by Chris.
I'll second it.
Second by Lyle. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 7-0. Food service substitute employee.
Donna Klatkowitz is recommended for approval as a food service substitute employee.
Motion by Amy.
Second
by Kayla. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 7-0. Middle school football coaches.
Brad Taylor and Matt Robinson are recommended for approval as middle school football coaches.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Lyle.
Second.
I think Mike second.
Oh, I didn't even hear him. I'm
second
sorry.
By Mike Freibault.
You have to talk louder.
any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 7-0. Volunteer cross-country coach.
Amy Grando is recommended for approval as volunteer cross-country coach.
I make that motion.
Motion by Chris. Second by Mike. Freibault, sorry, discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Aye. Carried 6-0-1. Volunteer middle school basketball coach.
Mike Damon is recommended for approval as a volunteer middle school basketball coach.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Amy.
Second.
Second by Chris. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And I'll abstain. Carried 6-0-1. Volunteer chaperones.
Vic Gamebuck and Matt Robinson, Scott Doyen, and Tracy Doyen are recommended for approval as volunteer chaperones.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Lyle.
I'll second it.
Second by Amy. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 7-0.
I just want to ask Mr. Freibault if, for the record, he wants it noted that you were opposed to the paying of the $1,000 and not
rather
the hiring of the teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
So that could be reflected in that. That's what I thought.
You're
going to
post a teacher report.
She's going to wonder why.
I wanted to check that. So.
All right. September, October board meeting dates.
The board is asked to consider changing the date of September and October board meetings to the fourth Wednesday, as we've done for the last several years. It doesn't happen every year, but I have a WASDA Fall Superintendent Conference in Madison where the governor speaks, gives the state of the state of education report at that. And the October board meeting is where the levy is actually set for the year, and what happens and will happen this year is the property valuations will not be to us in time for us to get the information to you for the third Wednesday.
That's the 22nd, is it?
23rd of October.
23rd.
So by moving it to the fourth Wednesday, we will have that information to you so you can then do the budget revision based on the property valuations, which actually sets the levy for the year.
The 22nd is Mr. Ballman's 50th birthday.
Oh, well, we can celebrate it.
Half century.
Boy, that's old.
So, a motion on that.
I make a motion.
I'll second.
Motion by Chris, second by Amy. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 7-0. Cross-country ski club.
The board is asked to approve the cross-country ski club as presented earlier in the meeting by Mr. Schramm.
I'll make a motion to establish the cross-country ski club.
Motion by Lyle.
I'll second.
Second by Mike Freibault.
I have a question. Are we
discussion?
Approving the $1,000 or no?
That wasn't in his motion.
Look, I'm just making sure.
Yeah, I know. I'm just
making sure.
Making sure with Lyle
further.
It wasn't in his motion.
No.
So.
Okay.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 7-0. What was that, Mr. Bowman?
I said I would like to oppose Mike Damon making jokes.
It's not on the agenda.
Wait, the Packer Berry is coming.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to throw this out. I mean, it take too long, but I did see that there was one of the women's soccer program players at the Eagle camp, the World Cup winners, and she nailed a 55-yard field goal at practice, and maybe the Bears could use it.
Yeah.
I'd take her.
2019-2020 substitute staff list.
The board is asked to approve the 2019-2020 substitute staff list.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Amy, second by Mike Freiwald. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions carried 7-0. Bus route number 6 bid.
The board is asked to approve a bid for bus route number 6.
I'll make the motion to approve the bid for bus route number 6 from Dana Walters.
I second it.
Motion by Gary, second by Chris. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions carried 7-0. Support staff substitute hourly pay rate.
The board is asked to increase the hourly rate for support staff subs by 2.5%.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Amy, second by Mike Freiwald. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions carried 7-0. Amend 2019-2020 CESA 8 service contract.
The board is asked to approve the amended CESA 8 services contract. The amended contract reflects the changes of moving the CESA 8 special education professional teachers to district employees.
I make that motion.
Motion by Chris.
Second it.
Second by Kayla. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions carried 7-0. 2019-2020 District Medical Advisor Memorandum of Understanding.
The board is asked to approve the 2019-2020 District Medical Advisor Memorandum of Understanding with Dr. Singh.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Amy.
I'll second the motion.
Second by Kayla. Any discussion?
Pat, can you just kind of explain what that is?
Sure. We have to have a medical advisor to be able to prescribe certain things that we can have on hand here at school, EpiPens and other things. And if Nurse Cindy has any specific questions, she can talk to him about any student needs or work with him and get that sort of thing. It's needed for a school. It's actually free.
It's free, yeah. He just needs to make his signature more
He's a doctor.
Readable.
They do that for a reason.
I know. The only reason I know is because he does Caden's prescriptions. Yeah.
They do that for a reason. They don't want it copied.
Yeah, it won't be.
Prescriptions.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I'm going to abstain. Period 601. High school volleyball team trip to Oshkosh.
The board is asked to approve the high school volleyball team's overnight trip to Oshkosh as discussed earlier in the meeting.
I'll make the motion to approve the trip.
Motion by Amy.
I'll second it.
Second by Mike Freiwald. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions carried 7-0. Coach's handbook.
The board's asked to approve the coach's handbook as presented by Mr. Dorschner earlier in the evening.
I make the motion.
Motion by Chris.
Second the motion.
Second by Kayla. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions carried 7-0. Recess to executive closed session as per Wisconsin State Statute 19.85C. Consider employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data of any public employee over which the governmental body has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility. Motion by Amy.
Second.
Second by Gary. Roll call. Yes.
Dema.
Yes.
Grandaw.
Yes.
Cherry.
Yes.
Heidi Wald. Yes. Huck.
Yes.
Freiwald.
Yes.
Hyde.
Yes.
Hyde.
So we are in closed session at 6:49.
I'll make a motion to go back in.
Second.
Motion by Amy, second by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 7-0. We are in open session at 7:30.
Have you had any? Yeah. Have you? I've got it on.
Take care. Oh, you just turned it on. Okay, good. Yeah. Good job.
Where's the one?
I actually were.
I'm looking at it going, it's moving.
No, it wasn't all night.
Amy, okay.
Amy.
Yeah. 7:30.
Did you get a buzz?
Thank you.
Yeah. Everything okay?
Okay. Is there action to take from the closed session? We have a motion.
The action item is there. Section 12, athletic director compensation. So it's there.
So
does she have to spell it out, though? You wrote it down, didn't you?
Oh, I don't want to make the motion.
I'll make that motion.
Oh!
7 through 12, athletic director compensation to $8,000 this year and $10,000 not to begin before 2021 contract year.
If he reaches his master's.
I second it.
Motion by Lyle, second by Chris. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? I'm going to abstain.
I'm abstaining.
And okay. Amy abstains. So carried 5-0-2. Motion to adjourn.
Make that motion.
Motion by Chris.
Second.
Second by Amy. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 7-0. We're adjourned at 7:31.